The missing component is commitment. I'm on my way back to Corpus Christi from a quick visit to Austin to see my husband and my daughter and her family. And it's January the 18th, and I have yet to write a newsletter this year because after all these years in the fitness industry, I just feel at a loss for how to motivate people. But I stopped into a Stripes to pick up a bottle of water, and there was a conversation going on behind the counter regarding which is better, to run outside or to run on a treadmill. And the cashier was engaging each customer as I waited in line. And sure enough, when it came to me, he just kept rambling about, you know, his wife had bought a treadmill, and sure enough, she used it for 2 months, and then it sat in his kitchen and never got used again for 2 years. And I suspect that's true. And I suspect that had she run outside for 2 weeks and stopped running for the next 2 years, that also would have been true. Except outside and not running isn't in your face like a treadmill sitting in your kitchen not being used. So he asked me, and I said, the missing component is commitment. And he said, what? What did you say? I said, the missing component is commitment. If a person's committed, it's really not about the treadmill or not about running outside. It's about being committed to your exercise. And he, you know, seemed surprised by that. And he said, wow, that's the truth. And it is the truth. And it's hard. Commitment's hard. And so whether it takes 21 days to change a habit or seeing a therapist, you know, I don't know. I've worked with people for ages, and I work with them for 2 years, and all of a sudden they're committed and they make leaps and bounds and they really do change their body. And you know, whether it's committed to your mental health, your physical health, or your spiritual health, to me it's still about commitment. And sometimes it's just about admitting powerlessness, that you just cannot do it on your own, and that you have to let go, and you have to be mindful and prayerful about letting a power greater than yourself help you do for you what you cannot do for yourself. So whether you're taking care of your mental, physical, or spiritual well-being this year in 2015, or all three, and just seeking balance, I think it's about commitment. And maybe it's about committing to the fact that you just can't do it without help. And so I heard on the radio also that a great New Year's resolution is just one word. How about just one word? The girl that was the radio DJ said her one word was mindfulness. And I thought that's a good one word, or prayerfulness, or what about commitment? Anyway, so may your 2015 be filled with that one word that you can be aware of every day that can keep you on track, whether it's eating right, sleeping right, working right, being right, I don't even know, or just discovering what is right for you and your personal best. Thank you. This is Lisa Wright.